We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Tonight, boys, big night at the arena.
Lucky.
Big night at the arena.
It has something to do with the code word. It has something to do with tonight.
Yeah, the code word was too hard for this hour.
I thought lottery night was more important than the code word.
I don't even know what you would use as the
code
word.
Good executive decision.
You word this out, OnB's bonus is bold. B-O-L-D, bold. I don't know what song you would have used.
Yeah, you know what? I got nothing.
I got nothing either. I looked at that. I was like, good luck, man. So you went right. You went right.
The theme from the old soap opera, Bold and the Beautiful.
I don't think anybody would get that.
You would have all looked at Robbie and given him -1 for a reach. Let's be frank about it. That's what would have happened.
Does the internet not work?
I don't know.
Mine's working.
Anyway, big night at the arena tonight, boys. Draft lottery night.
Drift. Really? Yep. You got a 1% chance.
Well, 1% just to get the number
so
one pick overall.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I think we should be less greedy. There's a 4.8% chance that they get in the top four.
I'm not going to be less greedy. In fact, this has gotten me into hot water in my household already.
Oh, yeah.
Of what I'm trying
did
to do.
Did you see what he did?
To get this done.
Did you see his whole situation?
All right, Leroy. So here's how it rolls today, right? I was talking with Zazzle last night because we're going to be at this thing, and then the whole thing the Heat are doing tonight as they're having people bring out their good luck charms to the arena. You know, get people rolling and get the good mojo going. I love it. But the real question is, what can you sacrifice to the basketball gods to please the gods? You know about the show Vikings?
No.
All right, the Vikings.
They're watching that during the Super Bowl.
Hey,
Vikings
again.
Is, what?
They have lights?
No.
Wait, Leroy knows about the Vikings.
That's a point. I'm sorry. That's delightful. Hey, so it goes like this. There's this dude.
Point for Robbie.
There's this guy who's the king. His name is Ragnar, but his A1 right-hand man is Floki. And Floki is very into the gods. Floki pleases the gods. And what he does is he goes and he touches the wood in the trees, and he tries to please the gods to make the boats correctly. That's how things go in the Viking land. And sometimes, to please the gods, you have to sacrifice something of love and desire or equal shame to get yourself in the good position and in the good graces of the gods.
Okay.
With a 1% chance, you got these dummy Knicks fans who are out there. They got witches out in front of, you know, Madison Square Garden. It's like, hey, dummies, you have the biggest chance of everybody. Like, what do you got? Are you putting some mojo on your
they
side
got,
for?
They got, what, 14%?
It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. You don't need any more mojo. You've done all you can do. But what would you expect from Bobo in the Bronx? About the dumbest fan base you could ever come up with. Anyway, what we're going to do, Leroy, all right, what I've decided, you know, Zaz and I kicked this back and forth, the things he'd be willing to sacrifice. I got him on WWE. He was willing to give up WWE. And then I was like, you know, I'll give up the Jacksonville Jaguars because F it at this point. Tired of Tom Coughlin. But then we thought about what really could be a grand sacrifice, and nothing would be greater than our bodies. And so I am willing to use the pain and the shame and disdain myself, Leroy, with a New York Knicks tattoo on my ass should the Miami Heat get the number 1 pick tonight. That is my sacrifice to the gods.
Take it from me, who has made very similar stupid bets and now has a tattoo of Goofy on my ass. Don't do it.
Now, you weren't married.
Listen.
You weren't married when you made your bet, right?
Oh, no, I was in college.
Because Ding Dong over here.
I was being a meathead.
You know, he goes all shouting to the world about, if the Heat get the number 1 pick, I'm going to get this Knicks tattoo.
I've offered my sacrifice, and so
His wife chimed in.
This lady who I live with, who I'm married to, who's supposed to love me in sickness and in health,
Till death you part.
For better or worse.
Right.
She puts this out, Leroy. Look at this. Look at what this lady decides to do when I announce my proclamation on Facebook. On the bottom, man.
I see it, but that's what you're gonna get tattooed?
No, dude.
No.
No.
I see. I see her response.
Okay.
Your mom's not too happy either.
I don't care about that.
He ain't gotta live with his mom.
I don't care about my mom. I don't care about my wife.
Oh,
my wife
you
can
do.
Say.
Oh, no. He
say.
Was in my office before. Just like, listen, as long as I
my wife,
don't stray with some prostitute, I'm fine.
Okay. Well, could you put things in context? Like, you, this is why you make things weird. She puts on Facebook, absolutely not effing happening with an exclamation point. You know,
which
it is. Because, you know, she doesn't understand. I feel like she doesn't understand the sports. She doesn't know there's only a 1% chance of it happening. So if it happens, it is an act of God. And I can't anger the gods. For if I were to go back on this proclamation, he will turn into Greg Oden or Anthony Bennett. Zion will not be one of the greats. And we have a saying in my household. She has been through a lot. Okay? She has been through the crow bet. She has been through the iguana chase. She has been through the Australian member of parliament. She has been through the Pat Riley where I ruined my good suit. She has been through, I mean, a ton of it. She has been through the shenanigans. She has been through the sea captain. She has been through me being a wrestling character in my garage. She has been through me setting a giant slingshot to our house and doesn't understand why are these props coming via Amazon. Because we have a saying in the Tobin household.
I know.
It's hashtag for the show. It's for the show. And if it's for the show, it's for our life.
And then when he was told me about this hashtag, they have their house.
And he doesn't believe it. He's like, that's not a thing.
I was like, that's not a thing. Your wife is going to kill you.
And so.
And he's like, I could do anything I want. I'm like, anything? He's like, well, you know, not if like, you know, the
outside
bet was.
Outside of me philandering with a whore.
Jeez.
For the show.
We say that?
I don't know.
There's nothing that's going to get me in that much trouble. It's really not.
Nothing?
If I get a Knicks tattoo on my ass cheek, and what?
What about a face tattoo?
About a face tattoo?
Roy Orbison?
That's not what I proclaimed.
No, but what, like, would that get you in trouble?
You mean like on my face?
Yeah, like a Tyson.
I probably would never go on those stakes. I probably wouldn't lay that out there. I've laid down Knicks tattoo on my ass cheek.
So rooting.
That's for the show.
So rooting for this to happen.
Of course. But are you rooting for that because you wish bad things upon my marriage? Because you want Zion.
Oh, no.
Oh, you don't care about Zion because you're a Celtics fan.
No, I'm not a Celtics fan. I'm a Heat fan.
Everybody thinks.
And I love chaos.
Because this is what I would say to her. Listen, honey, you may be upset because I am getting a New York Knicks tattoo. But this is good for business. We now have the hottest basketball star in all the land here in Miami. And that's good for business. Hashtag for the show. Let's get the headlines.
I would say
this is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
What would happen, though, if the Heat got the number one pick and then passed on Zion Williamson?
Won't happen. Come on. Riley? He's not. Come on.
Boys, we've got football.
I mean, look, I'm going to wait until they actually draft Zion to do it because
if he gets
kidnapped, I'm going to be upset. Like, I can't have anything like that happen. He's already had his shoe explode. He's prone to bad luck.
Football.
The first throw for Josh Rosen in the Miami Dolphins uniform as they go 7-on-7. No, the first throw, he threw a dart to Devontae across the middle. The second throw, he was picked off by an ex-CFL linebacker.
Now, what about the deep bomb he had to Devontae later on?
Well, there was a deep bomb to Devontae that went off Devontae's fingers, but then another deep ball later, caught. Hashtag progress, says Buzz.
Because he caught a pass. This is not going to end well.
It's a lot of swear face emojis. From Diana_Tobin. Go follow her on Instagram, everybody.
I don't think that's a good idea. What are you doing?
What? We're going to be fine. We're going to get Zion. It's going to be great.
I'll be happy with a Ja or an RJ.
I would be too, but this is not for that. This is a
DeAndre Hunter.
This is a giant sacrifice to the basketball gods.
Yep.
Just letting you know, I do have a guest bedroom if you need it.
All the conversations that you're having right now, I had, and I wasn't married. Next thing you know, Goofy on my ass. Just saying.
How did that end up there again?
We went to Tijuana.
Oh, nothing good happens there.
Right? Started doing shenanigans. Had a little wager. I lost. The loser, because the next day we had a photo shoot at Disneyland. Had to get spun around. And whatever one of the Disney characters you landed on, you had to get a tattoo up.
Jeez. On your ass?
No, I chose there because nobody would see.
Was this right before the Rose Bowl?
After the Rose Bowl. It's worse.
Yeah. Like, I suppose I could get a tattoo on my arm, but it's the Knicks, and the Knicks can kiss my ass.
So you put them right on the butt cheek.
Right on my cheek. Now, I hear that's tender, so it's going to be painful. It's for the heat.
I mean, you don't really have any meat back there. It's kind of...
You know what I'm actually embarrassed about is the hair shaving that's going to have to go on back there.
You have a hairy...
Oh, yeah. It's like a Wookiee.
Point for Toby!
All right, so we do have some football going on as they're going through mini camp or whatever it is over in Davie.
Really?
I'm sure we'll get some sound in.
Really?
Blah, 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 blah.
Football's football.
No, come on, man. That's not news.
Josh Rosen's second pass was an interception. 7-on-7 work.
Okay.
From a former CFL linebacker.
A lot of people out there watching him throw some fake football passes.
Hey, how about this? You know how long it takes to get comfortable with your receivers? When they come out of the break, how they come out of their break?
Why are you trying to rain on our parade?
No, I'm not raining on your parade. That's the reality of why you have OTA.
He's defending Josh Rosen for his interception.
I'm not.
He's opposite of raining on the parade. He's parading on the rain.
I can't.
Marlins are in action tonight, 7:10 p.m. as they start a series with the Rays. Caleb Wiff on the hill for the fish.
And Tommy Hutton is in the booth tonight.
First time since 2015. Charlie Morton counters for
the
Rays.
Yeah,
yes.
No Hollinsworth. It's Tommy Hutton and Jeff Nelson with Severino.
Oh,
Jeff Nelson's there?
Yeah.
Why?
At least it won't be two guys that sound alike.
I don't get Jeff Nelson. And every time I look at him on TV, I feel like he's pulling me over for a speeding ticket. He looks like a state trooper. I don't get Jeff Nelson. I just want Tommy Hutton, honestly, just to do everything. Can he be like Iron Man? Do the pregame, like, the postgame.
You
want to
go old school Vince Scully, have him do the play-by-play and just be a one-man booth?
I think Tommy Hutton used to do play-by-play.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. I think he did back in the day.
He did.
When he was with ESPN.
Tommy Hutton's a pro's pro.
Not for the Marlins, though.
No.
Oh, okay.
Like back on national games.
Oh, yeah, he might have. God, your wife is now, there's arguments going on, is stuff going on your Instagram. Listeners are chiming in. It's going to get ugly. I don't know.
It's a lot of swear face emojis.
We do have a game one in the NBA tonight. Western Conference Finals, 9 p.m. Portland, Golden State. You can hear it right here on the ticket.
Right after the lottery.
Yep. So we have that going on. And, this is an important update I found. You might be wondering, whatever happened to University of Miami quarterback coach and son of Mark Richt, John Richt?
I wasn't wondering that.
No, you were. You were wondering that.
I was wondering.
He tweets out, just in case you were wondering, which I'm sure you were, coaching quarterbacks is my passion, and the ability to do so enables me to help develop young men on and off the field. I'll be starting a familiar but new career in private quarterback training through Catalyst. Hit me up if you are in Northeast Georgia and want to get some work in.
What is Catalyst?
I don't know.
It's like a company?
I guess.
Who's this now?
John Richt. You know, the guy that coached Malik and Nikosi.
I got to tell you. Now, the guy that coached the Manning brothers, he got a chance.
Cutcliffe, yeah.
Cutcliffe.
Yeah.
This guy? Catalyst? Like, it should be hit me up on can'tthrowalick.com.
Big things happening tonight at the Arena, boys. We're back after this.
Hey, tune in tomorrow morning at 5:30 to see the recap of us getting Zion Williamson and Tobin and Zaslow getting their tramp stamp tattoos of the New York Knicks. Knits or either one. Here on AM 790 and FM 104.3 HD2, The Ticket.
it is time to tell you about my favorite place in the whole wide world. You know what it is. It is the Cheetah, and there's three lovely locations to serve you up north in Palm Beach. Pompano Beach with our boys Vance on the wheels of steel and Matt, who is a manager over there. And then, of course, we've got our Hallandale location. That's where I go check everything out. Greg is the GM there. His staff does a great job. And they've got the amazing gourmet lunch menu, which is free for you daily from 11:30 to 3, happy hour till 6. That lunch menu is great with all the sliders, the burgers, the wings, most underrated wings in Broward County, the complimentary carving station with all the meats, and, of course, the daily specials like barbecue ribs, pasta carbonara, and more. And listen up. Rev up for Cheetah's annual car and truck show. It's coming your way Sunday, May 26th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Enjoy music, food, drinks, vendors, and the most amazing collection of classic muscle and custom cars and trucks. Enjoy a complimentary lunch, lots of raffle giveaways, and more. It's Sunday, May 26th from 11 a.m. to 4 at Cheetah Hallandale Beach. Also at the Cheetah Hallandale Beach, of course, your high-tech sports lounge with the projector screens and the 60-inch HD TVs and the full surround sound. It's all there at the Cheetah in Hallandale. So get there. It's freaking amazing. Go to CheetahSOFL.com for all the info. It's the Cheetah. Get there and tell them the B sent you.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume. You're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on We Scream for ice cream.
Oh, I want strawberry.
And 4% while you're screaming at the amusement park. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. Now when you and the family go out, you cash in. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Where do you see yourself in 24 months? Do you want financial independence and to live life on your own terms? Or do you want to be burdened by a debt problem that has no end in sight? If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, medical bills, personal loans, or collection accounts, National Debt Relief has a proven solution to help you become debt-free in as little as 24 months. Hi, I'm Grant Eckert from National Debt Relief. We've helped clients across America resolve more than $1 billion in debt. We've earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and have received more than 35,000 five-star reviews. The best part is, we don't earn a single penny until we've successfully resolved your debt. So let me ask you again, where do you see yourself in just 24 months? Don't let debt define you. Write your own future. Debt-free, stress-free.
Call National Debt Relief today for your free debt assessment. Call 800-635-1342. That's 800-635-1342. Call National Debt Relief at 800-635-1342.
Guys, want a beautiful smile you can feel confident with? The experts at Smile Design Dental can help you and your whole family get a smile you're going to love. Whether it's your child's first dental exam, braces, dentures, a great cleaning, and everything in between, Smile Design Dental has you covered. Call 800-VIP-SMILE and see why their patients are raving about the quality and care at all five locations. That's 800-VIP-SMILE. Call 800-VIP-SMILE today and let Smile Design Dental show you how you're going to love your smile.
Peace of mind. It's one of the most important things we can have and sometimes the most elusive. I'm Ellie Anajar from the Law Offices of Anajar & Levine. If you've been involved in a hit-and-run accident, call the Law Offices of Anajar & Levine at 1-800-747-FREE.
Main office, Fort Lauderdale.
790 The Ticket conducts contests from time to time, on air, online, and on site. You can find complete rules for all contests on our website, theticketmiami.com/rules.
Listen to The Ticket 24-7 on the radio.com app. Make us your favorite station. We'll make you our favorite listener. All ticket, all the time, on the radio.com app.
Exciting ping pong balls.
You're going to be over there, man.
Yup. Going to go hang out with my boy, Kemp Jordan.
Is he really your boy?
We'll be tonight. We're going to be partying.
You going to make some inroads?
We're going to be celebrating my Knicks tattoo.
What if they reverse it and bring Hassan?
No, that's not a thing.
We got to talk animals.
No, that's not a thing, though. The Heat have plans. They have logistics. They follow plans.
If they
and
brought
logistics.
Us on, my conversation would go something like this. Man, they're disrespecting you here. They are disrespecting you.
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course. Because you're Littlefinger. You would start egging him on.
You know that you'd be appreciated next to LeBron as a rim protector. Hassan, come on, man. Well, you don't need this no more.
I got to be honest with you. LeBron doesn't really like a center. He wants a stretch guy.
By the way, there's already Ben Simmons for LeBron trade rumors going out there.
I saw that. I saw Haberstrom put that out there.
Wow. Now.
Can't see it.
Do you think LeBron's...
Want to know why?
They go to the finals?
No, because Ben Simmons is Rich Paul. Can't imagine that he's going
to... Do you think that LeBron is, at this point in his career, wants to play for a new organization, another whole deal, blah, blah, blah?
I genuinely think the only place he wants to get traded would be here. I can't imagine he wants to go back to Cleveland because
right.
Dan Gilbert is top
rap
bastard.
If he's leaving L.A., he wants to go somewhere where it's comfortable, he can just slip right back in.
What if
it's
they get the number one pick and Kyrie goes back with Zion?
Stephen A. Smith was saying today, though, that there's no shot Kyrie's going back with him. Like that whole thing that Brian was saying.
It's all
Brian
fake.
Brian was saying, BS.
So what Windhorst said about Kyrie and LeBron as BS as what he said about Dwayne and LeBron.
Oh, they're not really friends, blah, 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 blah.
I've been telling you guys. He's
a tool of the week Hall of Famer
for reasons. He's not on the Raptors for nothing. He blows a lot of hot air, all right?
But his mom worked at the school, and he grew up. And
I'm not saying
blah,
the guy's
blah.
Not talented. I'm not saying that the guy hasn't found his little niche in the world. But I'm telling you. That he whiffs a lot. He whiffs a lot.
Don't most of them?
Not Stephen A. Stephen A is the machine, man.
What happened here?
Woj. I mean, Woj doesn't miss.
No, Woj doesn't miss. Although he was a little rusty at the trade deadline. Didn't he say that the Heat... Remember, what was the Heat trade that he had?
No, he sent a bad tweet.
It was like...
With the wrong...
He has the occasional typo.
The wrong what his, it was his thumbs guys had the same last name or something.
I know. I think he traded somebody to the same team. He's like the Lakers trade this person to the Lakers. We're like, what? This makes sense, Woj. What are you saying to us? This is crazy. Tonight, but listen, it'd be crazy if they did get that first pick, number one overall. He deserved it. Can we talk?
No,
they deserve it.
Man, what do you
Cleveland does not deserve this
only,
pick.
Only
the
a
Knicks
sports,
do not deserve
oh my God,
this it, pick.
Only a
first
sports
of all,
fan would
well,
say
well, what
that.
Would piss you off more? The Knicks or the Cavs?
The Knicks.
Yeah, but see, okay, you're right. I feel like you're right.
I'm looking down the barrel of impending doom
because
the Knicks getting Kevin Durant, Zion, Kyrie.
We hate Dan Gilbert and we hate the Cavs
because he's going to screw it up.
But Knicks fans are just unctuous.
Yeah. Yeah. They're a plague.
Correct.
They're a plague. I know. My best friend's a Knicks fan.
Oh. How can you be friends with a Knicks fan?
We got a text.
Other stuff.
Wait,
we got a text.
Vladdy, are you a Knicks fan? Yeah, you asked.
Minus one.
And minus one for yourself.
We got a texter calling you out.
You're damn right I'm a Knicks fan.
Hey, all Leroy.
Right. Can't be thumb.
Yeah. Get out of here. No more talking for you.
Huh?
I caught one of those lizards.
Minus one.
I was trying to catch. I got a picture of it. Can I text to 6797?
No, you can send it to boxed in at theticketmiami.com.
Boxed in at theticketmiami.com.
Yeah, we can't receive pictures
That's
via text.
That's where you send it.
So you caught an iguana? Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club.
No, you found a dead iguana and picked it up.
Nope.
Yep.
It's alive. You guys saw the video.
Nope. It didn't even move.
All right. I mean, like, you could say it didn't move. It almost whipped back and ate me. And everybody can.
By the way, the sound that your wife made when she saw that iguana, the dead iguana, is the same sound she's going to make when you show her your ass with a Knicks tattoo.
Look at this thing. It's so vicious when it comes back with the teeth. It's crazy.
That thing was not moving. It didn't move. It was dead.
Wait, it wasn't dead.
Oh, it was sitting on your driveway. Okay, listen. Wait. Time out. We have video of you at the company picnic last week. Chasing an iguana. As soon as you got within 3 feet, the thing took off like Carl Lewis.
They got
okay.
It's a challenge. It's a
challenge. No. That iguana was dead. It wasn't moving. It wasn't breathing.
Look, man, I don't know what to tell you. Like that's
You're
Darwin.
Fake.
That's Darwin. Sometimes you
fake.
Maybe did I catch a weak link? Maybe, but I caught him. Did the people on the Oregon Trail care what kind of buffalo they killed? Nope. Just as long as it tasted good. That's right. You guys continue to rack your brains.
You're like 0-for-2 on analogies here.
Oh, you guys.
The Oregon Trail?
You didn't play Oregon Trail back in the day?
No!
You guys are old, that's why.
Oregon Trail?
Robbie, you play Oregon Trail?
I don't know. I've heard of it, but I don't think I've ever played it.
What's
Nobody,
that?
Oregon Trail was like the top computer class game growing up in school. It was
computer
like,
class game?
Yeah, you guys didn't take computer class where you had to learn how to type? They put the cardboard box over your desktop?
Guess what?
I did, but...
I learned how to type.
On a typewriter.
A real typewriter.
I learned
really
how to,
are old.
I learned how to type like on an Apple II.
I'm telling you. You guys don't know about Oregon Trail?
No.
The text machine's going to blow up.
No, it's not going to blow up.
Everyone's going to know about
no
the Oregon
No one knows what
Trail.
You're talking about.
The Oregon Trail is the height. Vlad knows what I'm talking about. The height of computer games. You'd go out there. You'd have to kill buffalo. You'd have to store your stuff on the wagon. You'd have to buy goods, trade goods, as you make your way across the Oregon Trail. Everyone knows this. Everyone.
I thought the top
Look
computer
the
game
Trail.
Was like Doom or Myst.
A cool kids today call it Red Dead Redemption.
Do you think you're allowed to play Doom in school? What kind of logic is it? What kind of teacher are you?
I went to a private school.
So? Oregon Trail.
Tiptoe through the tulips.
I've done public school and private school. Played Oregon Trail at both of them. Everybody played Oregon Trail.
No, evidently not.
All right. It must have been a Sully thing.
Does it always come back to that?
It just does. I don't know what to tell you.
Can I ask you a question?
We're the Boston Trail. We shovel in snow.
We do the Freedom Trail, dude.
The who?
The Freedom Trail.
Why? Y'all racist. Y'all ain't freeing no black folks.
Yo, we had some people. We had some.
No.
We
no
had your type...
Stop.
We did this before when I did a whole lookup of black people that fought in the War of Lexington and Concord. Right alongside their
Question.
White brothers
Question.
Fighting for freedom of this country.
Question.
Yeah.
Did they give them real guns?
Yeah, they had real guns, man. Up north, man.
That's
what
the ones
did?
They gave wooden guns
you
to.
Talking, you talking? Like,
no,
talking,
wait.
We
look,
believe in freedom.
Back in those days.
Freedom, man.
No way
no.
A white man is giving a black man a gun.
Yeah, that's true.
No chance.
Yeah.
Because guess who's getting shot?
Look at the text machine right now. Feel how embarrassed you should be by
I'm not looking
at the
I don't have.
Trail.
I'm not logged in.
Everybody knows about the Oregon Trail. You're crazy, man.
You're crazy.
What? You are. The Oregon Trail is so
known. I can't get -1. That was after I was in school. I'm excluded.
It was after I was in school, too.
No.
I don't think so, man.
It was not around when I was in school.
Oh, all 80s babies.
Yeah, well, I was a 70s baby.
Barely.
76.
Oregon Trail 70s. Developed in 1971.
You're a 60s baby.
We didn't have computers, though, in high school.
Just letting you know. Video game series. Produced by the education system. Oh, it was created originally in 1971. It was produced by the Minnesota Educational Computing Consortium in 1974.
The Gophers.
Is that also known as consortium?
Whatever. Don't lash out at me because you didn't know what it was.
My God. I think we got the picture of the iguana. It's loading.
Nice. Anyway, got the Western Conference Finals starting tonight. The Currys are a bunch of liars. And this is what I mean.
Why are they liars?
So, these Curry parents.
Wow, you are the only
you are
person
hosing
on planet
down.
Earth attacking the Currys.
You're killing everybody.
Well, they're liars. And here's what I mean. So...
What?
The Sonya Curry.
Wait, hold
Mrs.
on.
Curry.
You have to stop. I have to, like, you have to, what is going on in that picture?
Hey, what does he have it on a stick?
That's
choking the crap. Look at that poor little thing's eyes.
That's not an iguana, bro.
That's a lizard.
That's a chameleon.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a fishing rod, isn't it?
Wait.
It's on a fishing rod.
Look at that thing's eye.
And it's a chameleon,
hey,
not an iguana.
That lizard is like, oh, crap. What have I got myself into? Looking at that dog. And look at this. He's like, look at this dog. Oh, my God.
Hope he feeds that lizard to his dog.
He looks like he's getting ready to eat it.
Great.
Oh.
I mean, appreciate the effort, sir, but wow. PETA's going to be all over your ass.
Nah, he's cool. We won't leak it on him. Anyway, the Currys are huge liars. So this Sonya Curry, she's like, oh, who are you going to root for? Which one of your sons? Steph or Seth? Steph or Seth? Steph or Seth? and she's like, oh, I'm going to flip a coin. And other people would probably say, oh, they're obviously going to root for Seth. I mean, Steph has so much. They obviously want their...
No.
This is how
that's
it works.
That's not... Really?
Everybody in that family roots for Steph. Everybody. That's where the bread is buttered. And they see even more coming down the road because he's got a chance to do it again with Kevin Durant sitting his ass on the sidelines.
You think...
So the family, Dell included, they're all looking at this saying, look, Seth, nice story, but no one's going to think anything of you if you win this ring. They're all going to say it was Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum. So you're not going to get your credit anyway. Bravo for you for getting as far as you did. But they're rooting for Steph Curry because extra brownie points if he wins this ring with an injured Kevin Durant.
Here, question. You do realize...
I don't have a sibling, so I don't know how this works.
You're the only person that thinks like this.
Like, you have siblings, right? Because Tobin doesn't and
yes.
I don't. So you can talk to, like, did your parents, like, love one over the other?
You want to know the crazy thing about
Well, your brother kind of went off the...
He was better than I was, so...
Your brother was?
Yeah. It was like, go ahead, Leroy, try hard.
Yeah. So you were Seth.
No, I wouldn't. Come on. My brother was really good and fast.
And
now he's 400 pounds.
Everybody has their prime at different times. Everybody has their prime at different times.
No, he didn't like sports. He just played because the whole family was into it.
But did the family choose one over the other?
No, we were on the same team. We were on the same team, and he was 3 years younger than me. Think about that.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yes. He was the pitcher. I was the catcher. We were both running backs. Right. So when he was in the sixth grade, and I was in eighth grade.
Yeah.
We played on the same middle school football team.
Wow.
Yes.
What kind of offense? Do you have a wishbone? Did you have a split backs?
Really?
Well, maybe we were trying to figure out a way for both of them to be on the field.
Fair question.
Did you run a power eye? Were you the fullback and he was a running back?
No, we were like split.
Probably was a fullback because he kept getting dragged into fullback involuntarily every single time.
Yeah. It was the craziest thing.
It's an unrelenting magnet of Leroy's career, trying to break loose off a fullback, and everybody wouldn't leave him alone.
Yeah.
It was definitely pre-spread.
Dude, I was in the eighth grade. You quarterback could barely hold on to the damn football. Their hands were so tight.
You're just happy if it was a spiral.
Yeah, I was happy you didn't drop it. And I was in eighth grade. What was the chances you had a black quarterback in eighth grade? Exactly. So,
speaking of quarterbacks, Josh Rosen, he's doing OTA stuff. We'll get to that next. Activities. Jeff Darlington live on the scene on ESPN. The Dolphins are in the national conversation again, and it's something that's not embarrassing. It's a beautiful thing.
Oh, we just got some Brian Flores sound in.
Oh, I'm sure he said things.
Oh, line it up, Robbie.
I'm sure the only thing.
Line it up.
We have had Brian Flores here now for 4 months, and the only interesting thing that he said is that he's word vomited all over the world tanking because he hates it so much. Other than that, He is a black belt in coach speak. He says nothing, and that's the way he likes it. He is schooled under Master Belichick.
I guess I don't know.
That's all we've gotten. That's the most interesting thing we've gotten from the new Dolphins head coach, and that's the way we like it. But a lot of people out there seeing the Rosen one just throwing passes to players. There's Omar Kelly. Look at him. Lomar Kelly's got it's so bright in his eyes right now, looking at him. All these media members, they got to stare into the sun, or maybe they're just looking at Josh Rosen's aura because it's just too much.
We got...
Wait. His aura can't be too much.
Oh, it's too much.
Too much is aura.
Let's do a hacky radio topic, boys.
No.
You know what?
Would you rather Josh Rosen be the next Marino or the Heat get Zion?
I'd rather Rosen be the next Marino.
Ooh, interesting. That's where I would have gone.
Well, if I was
already made my
if I'm a South Florida fan, I'd go with Rosen being Marino because at least the Heat have won in my lifetime.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But
I mean, basketball star, football star, Basketball star is kind of a game changer, man. It's kind of a game changer. Like, football's never done what the big three did down here. This place became like the center of the sports universe. Zion could do that.
If the Dolphins started competing for championships, this town would go absolutely crazy. Basketball is king. Okay? I mean, football. Sorry. Football is king. You say what you want, right? I'm a big Heat fan, too.
Mm-hmm.
Football is a different animal. If your team is relevant in football, right? Now, let me ask you. I'll give you here's a very similar situation.
Go ahead.
You think the Cavs or you think Cleveland's more excited about getting Zion or Odell Beckham?
Oh.
I mean, they'd rather Zion than Odell.
They've already had LeBron, though.
What?
They have their quarterback.
No, are you kidding me?
Time out.
I said, are they more excited about the chances of getting Zion or having Odell?
You have to take that to a different step because would they be more excited about the Browns winning a Super Bowl or the Cavs being close to winning a title?
I'm telling you, the Browns.
Guys, the answer to this question is very simple. The Heat could still get a pretty good player at 13. It's going to be hard to find another Marino if Rosen isn't the guy.
Unless he's terrible, and then you tank for two, and you try again.
We don't know if he's a Marino either.
Well, listen, he's Marino.
And he's lefty.
In this scenario, you're giving me that Josh Rosen is the next Marino.
Here's the thing. You've had a Marino. He'd have never won the lottery. Never.
Because they're not.
They don't have to.
Never. But
they're
going to
get the 13th.
Cleveland, here's where your example
fails. You're going to see a little pick. In the 13th pick.
Here's where your example fails. Cleveland has won the lottery a gazillion times. They win the lottery more than anybody. They've won LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, Anthony Bennett, Andrew Wiggins. They've had the lottery so many times. Odell Beckham, like, when's the last time the Browns have been on the tip of everybody's tongue? But, man, I mean, you see those fame lists that always come out?
23 seasons is the last Pro Bowl quarterback for the Dolphins. They just put that up on the screen.
Woo! That is a stinker.
That is terrible.
Ryan Tannehill never went to a Pro Bowl?
He almost did, but in a couple years. But then now, in today's Pro Bowl, everybody goes to the Pro Bowl.
David Garrard made a Pro Bowl, man.
Wow.
David Garrard.
I mean, because no one goes and plays, so there's a million alternates, and that counts.
I'm telling you.
Nassir Little, he's a good player from North Carolina who could be there at 13.
Yeah, but there's a different level of fame than having the super, super basketball star in your town than there is the quarterback.
I just see a shirt that says, I'm into fitness taco in my mouth.
I'll give you an example. Aaron Rodgers.
Leroy, not paying attention to that.
I am.
Aaron Rodgers. Let's go with Milwaukee.
Yeah.
All right. They're spoiled right now. They got Aaron Rodgers, Giannis,
Yelich.
And Yelich.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Aaron Rodgers may be locally more beloved, but the bigger deal that puts them on the map right now is Giannis.
Yep.
Oh, and Aaron Rodgers is technically not in Milwaukee. He's like 2 hours up the road.
You know what I mean. Don't be a stickler.
The people in Milwaukee, don't be a stickler.
I bring truth. That's what happens. You bring truth.
Let me ask you something. How is it we've gone 3 days and I still don't have a sad trombone sound effect for you yet? That's what I'm waiting for.
It's truth. It's a truth trombone.
No, that's not a truth trombone.
No, it is not a truth trombone.
You just hit the...
What about rain? Because he rains on parades. Just the sound of rain.
I think we have a trombone there somewhere.
Rain doesn't translate on radio the way a trombone would. It's true.
Okay.
That's fact. People might think it's static.
I don't think they'll think it's static.
I think they're going to think it's static. And this is the thing. Like, you're lashing out because your rain idea was dumb. And so I want the sad trombone.
I'm not lashing out.
You are lashing out. You're lashing out and you're showing this in a bad way. So what I'm telling you is, it's a sad trombone, and that's the thing.
You're lashing out when you get home.
I would like something like that, but I want the Debbie Downer one where it's just two tones. I don't want four. I want a two. Two tones.
So now you're a musician.
Two-tone trombone.
Now. You're a musician now.
There we go.
It's kind of like that was kind of like a stutter step.
But it's like the next. It's like
yeah. Actually, just that. That's a good.
No.
Stick with that. Just the one tone.
Let me hear it again.
Perfect. Radio.
Congratulations, everybody. You've just learned how to produce a radio show.
But it's bootleg radio because you never got the other tone. You
no,
just
but,
work.
But, Sometimes you don't know until you know, and I've heard it out, and I like just the one tone.
What if we did the first?
So, Robbie, let's say this again. Oh, Milwaukee, they have the three stars. They have Giannis, they have Yelich, and they have Aaron Rodgers.
But Aaron Rodgers is technically not in Milwaukee. He's like 2 hours up the road.
Beautiful.
He's gonna. You wait. First of all, we're gonna have to like, we're gonna have to get the authority to play that because we're gonna play it so much.
Well, we're gonna have to talk to the engineers about when we move to this new building. Which, by the way, the studios, the everything's like. First of all, there's gonna be video cameras. There's cameras everywhere. It's all gonna be wired up. I was like, oh, good. I said to the boss yesterday, we're gonna be on TV. Maybe make a deal with Fox Sports or something to have our show on TV. No, that's too much.
Of course. Listen, that's all initiative.
Fox is a new gambling app, by the way. It's coming out. Fox Bet.
I did see that. Yeah, that had to make you so happy.
Oh, and it even works in states that don't have gambling.
Oh, Robbie.
I really think Fox should just go like full degenerate. Like
they have a show every day. Lock it in.
It should just be all degeneracy.
So does ESPN now.
Yeah, they have another one.
I saw
ESPN
that.
News.
They're copycats.
They actually are copycats.
Well, I mean, Fox can do that because you can't find them.
Robbie, you should host our
219.
You should host our radio.com gambling show.
You really should.
On radio.com sports.
How does the Magnificent Seven have its own podcast?
It should.
It should.
You know, well, you guys are onto something.
Look, you have the only guarantee that people will listen for at least 3 months because some of your bets are continuous.
I got 4 week 1 NFL bets pending. You know, and a Warriors versus the field bet.
We call that in the radio business TSL.
Actually, now it's ATE, average time exposed.
-1.
Average time exposed. -1. For what? But that's what it's
-1.
Called
-1.
I just got our ratings today. It's ATE.
You down with ATT?
We did good, by the way.
Really? Like, how does
I know. How does it help you?
Like, it's amazing.
All right, so we
all the people who are as excited, you think that doing what we do in the midday and how we feel about our show and how much fun we're having, you think we'd be happier about ratings?
You think. Our ratings are OTAs. They don't matter.
That's it. It's like,
we could throw an interception.
Oh, what
that's not a big deal.
Josh Rosen threw an interception or he threw 4 touchdowns? Eh, whatever. OTAs.
OTAs.
OTAs. Hashtag third hour. Hashtag radio OTAs. I love everybody sending me their tankathons. I love everybody sending me their tankathon saying 5 attempts for me, not bad. God, wouldn't it be great if the tankathon was the thing that just made it all happen? One dude, True Coach PE on Twitter, he says that it only took him 3 attempts. But I'm telling you, man, I don't care what ramifications. Listen, whatever ramifications this has in my marriage, you need not worry, Heat fans. All right, my wife's a little steamed off right now that I may be getting a Knicks tattoo on my ass. But
wait, the best is before Tobin's like, my wife never sees my ass. She doesn't look at my ass.
Yeah, she doesn't look at my ass.
My ass is never facing my wife. I'm like, what if you get out of the shower and she's putting makeup? No, it's facing the other way.
I'm always facing her. She's never facing my ass. When does that ever happen?
Plus, with all that hair, she may never even notice.
Exactly. It's like a chia pet.
You sound like
Worries, man.
You sound like a sick Wookiee.
Rest in peace, Chewy.
New Chewy. Man, it's a shame that old Chewy died. We got new Chewy.
Why don't they just they need
-1.
They just need to get a new Chewy.
Yeah, like, isn't the movie already filmed? Like, what's the new Chewy gonna do?
Well, I don't think he could act in this one because his back didn't work.
Yeah, but like,
no, they used new Chewy for the last 2 movies.
No, so he did. I think he did the episode.
The most recent one.
7, he did.
Force Awakens.
Can I ask you a question? Because you guys are more in the Star Wars than I am.
Chewie's like Groot.
Couldn't they just use the voice recorded?
How
like,
dare you?
Don't they have it in the archives?
They need someone
7 feet tall to stand in the costume.
They do?
Yes!
I mean, they're CGI and Princess Leia. I mean.
So you're telling me, like, hey, the person who's in the Game of Thrones dragon died. They need to get a new dragon?
No. There's no one in the dragon.
Oh, yeah, there is.
No, there's
no,
not.
There's no.
What are you talking about?
So you think there's a dragon? And he's spitting out fire?
The fire's obviously CGI. With the flapping?
We are real close. So you think there's somebody?
By the way, that dragon never ran out of gas. He just kept blowing out fire. He never needed a break.
With Khaleesi on his back.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, if you made movies, you'd be like the original Star Wars with the string. on the Death Star.
Yeah, that dragon did have some good cardio. I mean, he just kept going. Didn't matter. He was blowing it all up.
Never ran out of gas.
Yeah. Shout out. Good for him, man. Let's see. He knew he was there for destruction. That Game of Thrones episode was so cool, by the way. I don't care what anybody says.
A lot of people. The visual of the dragon flying into the sea.
Well, like, I just came out of it. I was like, that was so entertaining. It just, this just dragon just, spoiler alert, 3, 2, 1, your fault. It just laid waste to everything, Leroy. It was awesome. It was like the craziest action.
I'm telling you.
I don't like the character.
Now, I do have one question. That random horse at the end, you know, all that, it happened to survive all that destruction without any scratch whatsoever.
I don't know.
For Arya to just sail away.
Maybe it's a super horse.
It's a little fishy.
Oh man!
We have one horse just standing there.
We have Josh Rosen sounding.
Dude, there's new odds out, Robbie. Have you seen the new odds of who's going
to
win Game of Thrones?
I try not to because I know that's what involves spoilers.
Spoiler alert. Okay, so the new odds have come out. Leroy, there's this character in Game of Thrones.
I'm gonna tell you who's going to.
But I know these are the same odds that I found a couple weeks ago.
Name the characters.
Okay, so,
I've never seen.
Oh, you want me to just give you the full odds? Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, I've never seen an episode. Keep in mind,
this is according to
all the conversations I'm having with Game of Thrones. I haven't seen squat.
Okay. You have Samwell.
Samwell Tarly.
He's the bumbling fool. He's like he spent a lot of time.
But he's really smart though.
Really smarty. He learned in the big libraries. He's like Jon Snow's best friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's kind of like comedic relief as well. Everything bad happens to him, but he eventually got laid and impregnated his girlfriend. So shout out to him. You got Arya, who is the one who killed the Night King.
Yep.
The switch of hands.
Badass.
Did the Jordan
hand
switch.
Oh, that's the one that came flying in and Robbie.
Badass.
You have Daenerys, Queen of Dragons, Mother Dragons. She just laid waste to everybody. You got Jon Snow. He's the main character. You got Tyrion, who is the little fella, micro wrestling.
You got pulled a beast move last week with a snitching.
You got Sansa. She's a ginger, and she is Jon Snow's sister, but now actually just cousin. And then you got Bronn, who is the three-eyed raven. And
he's handicapped.
He's handicapped. He sits in a wheelchair. It's the first wheelchair ever made.
Well, that's because, spoiler alert, Jaime, who...
No, it's not spoiler alert. It was the first episode of the show.
Jaime pushed him out of the castle window.
Because he was banging his sister. And Bronn caught them. So that's the rundown. Who do you like?
What are the odds on Bronn? What am I laying?
No,
what am I
giving up? He said he wanted to guess.
No, but I want to see the odds.
I'm going to give them to you. He said he wanted to guess.
I would say, now, of these people, who has an army?
The only one with the army is the Dragon Mother.
Yep.
The Dragon Mother.
Daenerys.
She has
First of all, I firmly believe after next week's episode, there will be no dragons.
Really?
Yes.
Bye-bye, dragon.
Bye-bye, dragons.
Okay.
You're going to end the show.
Barkle,
you
got to
end the show.
Leroy does not watch Game of Thrones. These are Leroy's Game of Thrones predictions.
These are my, like, I have not seen one episode.
Now, mind
you, have it in queue.
The last time Leroy made a prediction, he said we were getting Josh Rosen. We had Josh Rosen the next day. Okay?
Yes. So.
So, and that wasn't like, oh, I think the Dolphins are going to trade for Josh Rosen. He's like, we're trading for Josh Rosen, boys. And Josh Rosen was on the Dolphins the next
day.
Just
made good football sense.
So, okay. No more dragons.
Like if everybody's so infatuated with the dragons and everybody's talking about how much damage the dragons do, somebody's got to off the last dragon.
Okay.
Gotta happen.
Okay. Can we get to what the odds are?
Gotta happen.
No, he's got to tell me who he thinks wins.
Who wins the Game of Thrones?
Who's Khaleesi?
Khaleesi is Daenerys.
She's the mother of the dragon.
Mother of the dragon.
She's the one
who's going to win.
She's got an army.
No, she's gone with the dragon.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Like she has nobody to
rule.
So
then someone's
going to. So she's out.
Someone's going to have to take over that army.
Jon Snow.
Now,
Arya, Jon Snow.
Now, the guy in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
What?
He
only has a beef with the guy that pushed him out the window.
And that guy's dead now.
Yeah, that guy.
So that guy.
Spoiler alert. Damn it.
But
sorry.
Again, I don't know. You're having a conversation with me. I've never seen the episode.
Yeah.
So
he's got beef with him, and he had beef with the Night King, but that he is also,
okay, so
spoiler
those
alert, dead.
So those two are done. So
done.
You can throw him out.
Yep.
Right? So we've eliminated two. Jon Snow, who is the cousin,
right,
or the sister.
Jon Snow is right now the rightful heir.
If
everything was normal, he'd have the claim to the throne.
Right, if you went by the laws of the land.
No, put that in your pocket.
Okay.
Now, who's got beef with Jon Snow?
Well, right now, Queen of Dragons.
Well, she's done. So,
with everybody else, they're all relatives.
Yeah, they're
really.
all
relatives
cool.
And his best friend.
Yeah, they're all good. Yeah, they're all on his team.
Now,
and they all want him to be the ruler.
Now, how good is this best friend?
He's a good best friend.
No, he's a good friend. He's not a threat. He's the one that informed that he was the rightful heir to the throne. Like rotund.
Yeah, okay. And also the dude in the wheelchair also told Jon Snow that he was the rightful heir.
Yeah.
Okay.
So clearly, it's between the dude in the wheelchair and Jon Snow.
Man,
Leroy.
He's crazy. Man, this is.
I mean,
I'm placing my bet right now.
Secret?
But Arya is the one that killed the Night King.
Don't matter. Good. Kudos.
What about Sansa? She's the Lady of the North.
All right.
Okay, that's all fine.
Beast.
That's all fine. But the way I view this, at the end of Sunday,
yeah,
is he's going to be guy in the wheelchair? Or Jon Snow.
It's unbelievable.
And it's only fair that the guy in the wheelchair gets his comeuppance.
Wow.
Whoa. Okay, this is wild.
Now, so according to, let's be clear.
Not an episode.
I swear, I have never seen an episode because I don't watch shows without lights.
Okay. according to Odd Shark.
Yep.
Right now.
Yep.
Mother of Dragons.
Yep.
+1500
Okay.
Jon Snow.
Yep.
AKA Aegon Targaryen, although nobody knows him like that. +800
Okay.
Tyrion.
Yep.
The dwarf. +750
Little person.
Sansa. +400
Okay.
Arya was +3000 Nobody thinks she's going to win.
Okay.
But Bronn.
Yep.
In the wheelchair.
Yes.
The overwhelming favorite. At -500
Look at that!
Whoa!
According to Odd Shark, 83.3 probability.
You guys don't even understand. I've never seen an episode.
That's crazy. That's ridiculous.
I really have never seen an episode.
It's one of the best segments of radio.
He just cracked Game of Thrones in 3 minutes.
This is one of the best segments of radio in the history of radio.
You idiots been watching for 7 years. It took me 2 Reese's peanut butter cups and some juice, and I figured it out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.